This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's what, see, when the mouth is trying to keep up with the brain, that's what happens. These, like, you know, when you trip going down a hill because you're running too fast, that's what happens. If you want to be involved in the conversation, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can just, there's so much you can do up on the website, including, you know, buying my book, buying a shirt, buying a coffee cup, buying Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Study White Guy, Bible-Thumping White Guy. Give me your email address so I can send you out a weekly email, give you information. I'll let you know when Sam's movie is coming, maybe near you somewhere. But I do appreciate your input. I really do very much. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to tell me where I'm off, where I'm wrong, right, that I'm a moron. You know, I mean, some of you guys send me emails. I kind of chuckle. I should read them on the air. I don't. I kind of go flying past them nowadays. I used to read them on the air, but... Anyway, that's okay. You know, with the hurricanes that are going on, with all the damage and destruction that's happening, just destruction that's happening, you would think people could cool it just a little bit. Right? I mean, you've got people that are hurting. They're losing houses. They're going to be losing cars. You can't get out fast enough. There's too many people. But yet we can always find time to be jackwagons, right? Let me read you some of the posts that have gone up about the... And I would imagine they're from people on the right who hate Donald Trump, right? Alex says, can't wait for Irma to smoke all them Trump supporters in Florida. I hope Irma leaves all these Trump supporters homeless and humble their butts. Bert says, let me see. Hey, Trump supporters who live in Florida, stay there. Irma's for you. Don't come up north. We don't want you. I don't know who he's talking about. I think that Trump won a lot of the northern states, didn't he? Maybe you don't want to. Bert, maybe you're in the minority. What do you think about that, huh? Christian says, can we just put Donald Trump and all his supporters in a house right by the ocean with a hurricane? Irma is supposed to be hit first. Now, see, they love to make fun of the low IQ or the Trump supporters. And they would never, I don't see a Dem in here anywhere calling them out. But this is true hate. See, that's why I say they're hypocrites. I love Trump's hate. Oh, actually, not really. Not really. Trump's hate. I mean, it's really that simple. There's nobody I know that would wish this on Obama, his family, or any one of those boneheads. Michelle says, and not Obama, I wish there was a way to direct the Hurricane Irma to Trump, his family, and his current supporters. Well, at least it's going to wipe out the old Trump supporters in Florida. Wow, now we're going after the old people, too. Isn't that amazing? Hurricane Irma needs to take Trump and his supporters away. I hate the cruel and all, but I hope Irma also destroys the homes of Trump supporters. Aren't these the upstanding, wonderful people? Right? Aren't these the same people that would jump all over Trump for something he says that they don't agree with, and they're all over it? Come on, think about it. It's infuriating to me. It's more than infuriating. It's irritating to no end. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And John, well, I'll wait till I put him on hold. Johnny's calling in right now. There you go, Johnny. You want to talk about the hurricane?
Oh yeah, I heard you talking a while ago about them. Well, you know, they went out there and there's ain't known the people in Texas, but down there in Houston, most of them people was voting for they didn't vote for Trump. And I heard where this one woman got up there, some of them Hollywood types got up there sort of cursing, you know, Texas. And you see all these people down there in Texas, they got together and worked it out and trying to help each other. Color, creed, nothing matter. They's all working together.
Well, they're all Americans.
That's gonna happen. Sir?
They're all American. I mean, look at when the crap hits the fan like that. You don't look at your neighbor to see what color he is or who he voted for or what party he was. Those people in real communities around this country, they voted for him. They work together because they love each other, right?
That's right, and that's what's going to happen down there in Houston. In Florida, and we need to pray for them people because they're in dire straits for sure. I just watched them fall on the Weather Channel. That they're back to fall away from Miami to Tampa Bay and you know, all the way up into Georgia.
Yep.
It's a mess, and they're short of gas and everything. What they need to do is like they did one time whenever they had an evacuation in Houston. They took 59 and I-45, and they turned them all four lanes, all the lanes going out of town north. And the feeder roads were the ones coming in, that's what they need to do there, you know.
Right.
That's exactly what they need to do.
We got to go for a break. Johnny, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to talk about your money. Do you have money? I hope so.
Well,
we'll be back in a few. We'll be back in a little bit.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material for from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please be part of the conversation. I do so much enjoy when I see what you guys are writing, whether it's in the chat room on the website or the chat room on Facebook. Hey, you know, every week I try to give you information. It's not a hard sell. If you're new to the show, I don't lie to you guys. I'll play games with you. David Fisher from Landmark Capital is the sponsor of the show, but I've had other sponsors that we've gotten a divorce, if you would, because I don't like the way that they do business. So if you got complaints, I need to know. But I also need to know if they're doing a good thing for you. And I've never had a negative scenario with David. I've never had anybody say, I've had people say, not my cup of tea, not what I want to do, but I've never had anybody say it was a hard sell, and they bothered me even when I told them not to. It just doesn't work that way. I want to welcome David Fisher back to the show. I have him on every week. We talk about the finances, what's going on in the financial world with your precious metals, your stocks, your cash under your bed, the stuff you've buried in the backyard, all of that fun stuff. And David Fisher, thanks for being with me again today.
Thank you, Joe, for having me on your program as always.
Yeah, we got we got a lot happening. There's a lot of stuff going on. We need to try to squeeze in here in a relatively short period of time. You know, Trump met with the Democrats yesterday. He struck a deal to raise the debt ceiling, but you know they snuck it in. I hate these bills. I hate when they tie a whole bunch of bunch of stuff together. But they tied it together with the hurricane funding, and you know, give me your thoughts on this. Good, bad, whatever.
If you had some fanfare music, I'd love to have that right now because I think I'll tell you this far that this is probably the greatest, in my opinion. I know everybody raised. People are going to be upset with what I'm going to say. I think this is the greatest moment of showing President Trump, him being presidential, that we've ever seen so far.
Okay. Now, with that said, why?
Well, this is, you know, because some people wonder, you know, well, why didn't he negotiate? He's the great negotiator. Some people are saying, how come he didn't involve the Republicans? Well, he did involve the Republicans. They didn't respond. They wanted to say, you know, I think we can get a better deal. What the story behind the story is this. FEMA is running out of funding either today or tomorrow. They only had $541 million. That's a lot of money.
Wow.
But considering that the projections are between $150 to $170 billion for Hurricane Harvey, and put into perspective, Joe, Katrina was $50 billion when that hit in 2005. So in 2005, we didn't have smartphones like we have now. And so what's been happening since the hurricane hit Harvey, people have been on their smartphones in Houston applying for relief funding from FEMA. And FEMA's account's dead. There's no money in it right now.
Wow.
Or it's going to run out today. So this was about the president not being a Democrat or a Republican or an independent. This was about let's tie something quickly to give the, you know, one party what they really want. But what I'm going to do is give America what it really needs, and that's funding for hurricane victims. Because a hurricane doesn't care if you're Republican, Democrat, or independent. They hit everybody. Right. And right behind that is Irma, which is going to probably be – could be in terms of Hurricane Andrew, which was the last hurricane that hit Florida this size in 1992. That's $138 billion is what they're projecting. So we're talking about a lot of money, billions, hundreds of billions of dollars that we had to do something immediately. Otherwise, the president would have been labeled as a cold president.
Oh yeah, they would have been all over him, you know. But he's going to have to go back for more money, though, right?
He's going to have to go back for more money, but this is, you know, this is the equivalency of the captain of the football team saying, I got to make a decision so we can win the game. The short-term game was won today.
Right.
Or we could have prolonged this, and 3 days from now, there would have been no money for hurricane relief, and we would have had that on his plate, and it would have made his approval ratings going down.
Oh, sure.
And we still would have had them arguing about a debt ceiling, which would have caused market turmoil, and we would have gone closer to the physical cliff here, the fiscal cliff of September 29th, and they would have got even more rhetoric involved. So he said, you know what? Let's reach across the aisle. Let's shake hands. Let's come up with a simple agreement. Let's accomplish a couple things with one stone, and let's get the people that really need the money immediately, let's get them the money. And that's what this was about. So he got $7.4 billion.
Yeah, and that gets them rolling anyway. Maybe get them through another week or two because this next storm coming up is going to be a doozy as well. And why not shoot for, if they're going to pull all this together, why not go for the 18-month deal? Why do they only go for a 3-month deal?
Well, I think President Trump is a let's get it. You know, Joe, I'm going to sidetrack for 1 second. I've not been easy on President Trump at times on your radio program.
Right.
So this tells you what I'm saying today is I call it how it is, good, bad, or ugly. I think the president is the type of president, to answer your question, is I don't want to delay things and put things off. Let's deal with them and get it done and get America working again and make it great. So an 18-month deal would have just kicked the can way too far down the road, as if there is no consideration or any problem about our national debt. So this is why he shot for a 3-month, you know, the 3-month term of December 15th thereof causes more problems, you know, and does kick the can down, but it alleviates the first, you know, as a business owner and as a manager of a lot of people, President Trump I'm referring to, and I also have a business myself, you have to look at what is the most important thing to take care of right now, and then we'll take care of things systematically. The most important thing is to keep the company, the country open and get funding for Americans, because this is a part about making America great. We'll handle all the rest here down the road, but let's not go too far down the road where we just ignore the thing, because that's what they've done before. Both Democrats and Republicans have put 18 months, a year and a half, 2 years, and let's get this extension called a continuing resolution, and we'll deal with it then. The problem is that's just totally kicking the can down the road, but 3 months is saying, let's come revisit this in a timely manner.
Yeah, you know, and kicking a can down the road for these guys is nothing new. They love doing this because they come out of these meetings, they give themselves a bunch of high fives like they've actually done something. They've done all they've done is got another credit card and moved the money over. This is in Joe's humble opinion. But we're gonna head for a break here in a second, and when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, some Republicans are upset about this. They feel like they've been left out. They think that Trump lost some negotiating power. I'm not so sure about that. And I think that this is going to go in a positive way for him on tax reform. But you can straighten me out on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. You know, it's always good to have David on. I really do appreciate the time. And if you just listen to him, you'd learn so much. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. David will join us after the break again. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
And you heard nothing of what I said because I didn't hit the button. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for being with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it, David Fisher. I got to tell you, if whether you have a $10 million or $2.5 in your pocket, David gives you some insight as to what you can do with it. Let's get right back to my friend David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always have a good time when he's on. I love the fact that he could speak plain, simple English about finances, is what I call it, because, just some of the verbiage you hear people use, you start scratching your head. You got to go look it up really quick on that Google thing. But David always has so much information for us. And David, again, thanks for being with me today.
Absolutely, Joe.
We were talking about the Republicans. Some Republicans feel upset and left out, saying that President Trump gave up some negotiating power with the tax reform, with his new tax reform issue. But I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure he actually gave up power. I think he showed the American people that he could be an American before he's a Republican or a Democrat or any other party member for that matter. And I don't know. Maybe he saw for the Democrats. Maybe he hasn't. I'm not the president. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a small portion of Republicans in the party of Republicans and also in Congress that feel that because those types of individuals are hardliners. They're basically from the caucus, the Freedom Caucus movement, that they won't raise the debt ceiling unless we have government shrinking, government spending going down, all these other things that really have nothing to do with the debt ceiling itself, but should be taken care of in and right of themselves. But they always tie those things to raising the debt ceiling, and that's what causes gridlock. So, from their standpoint, I would say 10% of the country, they have the right to believe that, and that's what makes the world go round. But the reality is the belief system is a little bit flawed, in my opinion. Here's where they could be right, and one more step further. What this does is throwing the vote now into raising the debt ceiling somewhere around December 15th, which is about the same time that they're going to be coming to some sort of agreement on tax reform or tax deductions being reduced or a tax break. So I think it's going to be more like a tax cut, actually, is what they're really proposing, not tax reform, although they might reform it and saying it, making it easier to file your taxes. That still has not been the main topic. It's more like a tax break, moving the corporate tax from 35% down to 15%. That's what's being propagated from President Trump and his leadership team. So this puts the debt now being talked about while we're trying to get corporate tax reduction going on and personal tax, which is revenue for the government, which if the early reports, Joe, are saying if they get this corporate tax break down to 15%, it will add somewhere between $2.5 trillion to $7 trillion easily in the next decade. So it's not going to lower the deficit. Probably it's going to lower the debt. It's probably going to raise the debt. So this is kind of like the negative side of this is it could be construed as President Trump talking out of both sides of his mouth. Let's get taxes lowered for Americans and companies. Let's raise the debt of our country. I think that's what's going to happen. Because at the end of the day, Joe, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't have the thriving economy with the Fed not printing money and supporting banks and businesses. And you can't have this artificially low interest rate environment. And you can't have a government debt that's under control and low and have a low corporate tax rate. I mean, something has to give, and what's going to probably be given or going to take the brunt of this is the debt. They're going to raise the debt. And so, you know, we can't do everything, and we can't have a national health care system. It's got to pay for itself. So who's going to pay for it? We put it on a credit card called the national debt. That's what this is all about. That's where our country's moved this direction in 20 years ago, and that's where we're at today, and that's why we have the problems. We have no plan.
I'm amazed at how we talk about this. Oh, they talk. I shouldn't say we, but they talk about this as if it's nothing more than just simply raising your credit card limit, if you would, you know, simply. And it's not, because there's so much more to it. There's so many more little tentacles that people don't know about that's going to affect all of this, you know. And how are the markets going to respond to this? Because they're going to see the debt. They're going to see what's going on.
Well, today's markets, first of all, yesterday the Dow went up, you know, 20, 30 points in the after announcement, and gold went down $2 after the announcement. But today the opposite has happened. Gold is up pretty large today. Stocks are down a little bit today. The market doesn't like – stocks don't like uncertainty, and it still creates this uncertainty. They have not passed the bill as of yet as we're talking right now. We'll see if both sides, the House and the Senate, passes. I think it passed the House already today. But we'll see what happens with will the Senate vote this into place. You know, so that's another factor here. You know, talking about it, and Senate did pass the Harvey relief bill. I'm looking at my screen right now. So the other thing is that President Trump has talked about actually doing away with a debt ceiling. And Timothy Geithner, two times ago, Secretary of Treasury, actually brought up this idea for the first time. Imagine, you know, not having a stop sign. Imagine having an open-ended credit line, Joe. That's what this is. Let's not have a debt ceiling anymore. That's why the debt ceiling was created, so our government would live within its means. And this is why they raised the debt ceiling 87 times since 1917 when they created the debt ceiling. That was the purpose of the debt ceiling. It's moved away from that. This was for fighting the World War One and creating war bonds. You know, I'm doing a whole... my next newsletter is called Which Came First, the Chicken or the Egg, and it's going to come out in a couple weeks. I'm talking in depth about why the debt ceiling was created and how far we walked away from the purpose of it, and that's why we're in problems today. That's why we have $20 trillion and growing. So It's going to create more problems. The markets don't like high debt. We're at 107% GDP to the national debt. We can't fund our livelihood. And so the markets are going to, you know, do not just a big hiccup. They're going to do a throw up someday. And it's not going to be a healthy environment when we get there. And this is why people are diversifying into gold, because the numbers in gold are killing what stocks are doing year to date. Gold is up 17%. Stocks are up 9.8%, so gold is almost twice as much. Not quite, but just shy of it. Silver's in the middle of that 14%. This is really because the dollar, though, is going down. It's been breaking through all these support levels, and the dollar's down 13.5% this year. So we have an environment where I said at the beginning of this year in your program, we're going to be in bull market in stocks, bull market in gold, but gold's going to outperform stocks, and clearly wow. That is what is happening.
You know, I'm thinking about this, and, you know, California's looking at doing their single-payer health care. I don't know if you're aware of that. And they're talking about adding $400 billion to the budget. Now, our budget currently is just under $200. All right? I mean,
triple the budget, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm not even a financial whiz here, but I can tell you that my sixth grade math class taught me this doesn't work. And now the governor's saying, you know, for those people who aren't willing or fighting or pushing back on paying more in taxes, you're just being selfish because you don't want to help other people. I'm thinking, wait a minute, I don't mind helping other people, but you're talking about tripling the budget, tripling the expense portion of the budget. You have no way to triple the revenue side. So it's more of a joke. It's more of that pie in the sky stuff where, you know, one party thinks that, you know, we are well over two thirds here in California, Democrats running the legislature. And you look at this, you just say, come on, guys, this is plain, simple math. I don't know why you can't get this. Anyway, we can hit more on that on the other side of the break. I figure maybe I'm just too ignorant to understand what they're trying to do, but I'm not the only guy who feels that way. We'll be back in a few minutes, though. Now you can heat up your coffee, David, but don't go far. You know, when it comes to the deal, that's funny, during the break, I read some of the comments that you guys are making. I read some of the comments that other people are making about what's going on. And where are our Republicans in helping Trump? You think if he had more support, things would be a little different? I do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We've got a lot coming up after the break.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for joining me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's get right back to it because, you know, again, no matter where you are financially, you got to start somewhere. You got to know what to do with your money, and you got to start somewhere. David Fisher joins me, as he does every week. Always love having him on with me, CEO of Landmark Capital. And, David, first, before we get into the next couple of questions, tell people about the company, how they can get a hold of you, and really, you know what, you should tell people how long you've been doing this, because you've not been at this 3 or 4 years. You didn't just jump into the business, did you?
I've been doing this for 25 years. We passed that milestone August 1st of this year.
Wow.
And that's full-time every day. So I got a little bit of experience on the markets and what drives them and their economics. They can get a hold of us to learn more about why gold is performing and we're in a major bull market, and I think will be for the next 5 to 10 years, by calling 844 515-7311. And they can also sign up for our free newsletter, the one called Which Came First, the Chicken or the Egg? And or they can go to our website at landmarkgold.com.
Yeah, you know what? I love that. Which Came First, the Chicken or the Egg? That's going to be great reading when it hits. The you know, we're still looking at war with North Korea. I don't think that's it doesn't look like the flames are being wiped out there. It looks like it's actually even getting worse. You know, and is that the only thing driving up gold? Are there other reasons why gold is now you know, raising in value or what?
Well, the percentage gold has moved up 17%. I wouldn't give more than 2% being attributed to the uncertainty of a war happening. It's much more than that. You know, we've been had uncertain times with North Korea before. It's escalated, but that's, you know, it's escalated after a 15% or greater movement in gold. So why such little? Well, you know, will we go to war? I don't know. That does create uncertainty. If I had to speculate, and I hope I'm wrong, I think we're going to see some nuclear weapons being fired, unfortunately, because Kim Jong-un does not want to respond to sanctions. He's fighting a tooth and nail, and his rhetoric goes up more than when we create those for him. So he's not giving in, and this is really the plan of his country. And this is woven into the fabric of who he is and his leadership. So, unfortunately, this thing is going to escalate, and that will create higher prices in gold, lower prices in stocks. But that is not the reason to invest in gold. That's what I call a wild card, and I never tell people to invest in any market with the wild card effect. So, invest on the fundamentals. What is driving gold up is the dollar is breaking down through every support level, and gold is breaking up through every resistance level. So the dollar index has broke through some major support levels. It's down 13.5%, like I said earlier in your program. Gold is up because of that, and this is all because of what's happening with the euro. And there might be some changes coming about in the European Monetary Union as far as their quantitative easing program. They don't call it that. But just we will talk more about that in the next coming weeks. But you're going to see higher prices in gold. We have a, you know, anytime a market, Joe, where there's a lot of volume going into that market, then that market's going to go up. And people put money in a market when they're certain of that market. Well, there's a lot of money going into the gold market right now internationally. There's certain gold is going to go higher, and the financial news is now talking about that. That's an obvious thing. There's not a whole lot of certainty in paper markets right now. That's why you're seeing this sideways movement in the Dow at 21,760 points today. It's been moving sideways for a month and a half, and I think it's going to continue to do so because there is uncertainty. So other investors are saying, I need to diversify. The Feds are going to raise rates. They're already doing it. It's at 1.25 now, which was announced in June by Janet Yellen, and by 2019, she almost wants to quadruple the lending rate at 2.9%. So gold's going to go up. The first time they raised rates, gold went up almost $50 that day, and stocks went down about 175 points. So if we continue to do what the Fed is trying to do, gold's going to go much higher, and we're going to be at $1,400. I said real quick, I think it's going to be before the end of the year, obviously.
You know, this stuff is so hard to keep track of and watch. And you know, when you do enter into war, when you do have these, actually, let's get away from war. Let's talk about something that's bad, but not man-made, if you would. You know, you're looking at these hurricanes coming in. I mean, so we've got this potential war looming over us. You've got these back-to-back hurricanes coming at us. I mean, how does that affect the markets usually?
Well, if that doesn't create certainty, it causes gas prices at the pump to go up. So if you're betting on that, I guess you're in a winning bet financially in a market. If you're saying I'm going to bet orange juice futures and cotton's going to go up because of what's going on in Florida, then I guess you're winning. But most businesses don't operate in those three areas. And so it will have a negative effect on businesses in those regions in Houston and Florida and the greater outlying areas. But more importantly, this is going to affect the government because We got to fund the problem, the aftermath. There's insurance companies aren't going to be able to take care of all this. There's no way they're going to be able to handle all the incidents and the loss of property damage and the rebuilding. So the government is going to step in. They already have. And this just adds more debt to the government. So this causes gold to go up. So it's not a direct correlation because the market's not doing well. It's the indirect correlation on the choo-choo train effect, how they're all tied together.
I am always, like I said, I'm always surprised by this stuff. I'm always amazed to watch who says what, where, how, and when. You know, there's a big push, and this isn't something that we hit on. I'm just curious. There's a big push on silver on television. You know, that's all you hear about, silver, 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 silver. Why the switch, if you would? You know, and you know what I mean, right? There were all these gold commercials plastering the television. Now they've switched over to silver. Why do they do that?
Two reasons. One, they can take all their clients out of gold and put it into silver and create a big commission for their company. We don't do any of that. This is the not the turtle or not the rabbit where we go in and out of markets. It's the turtle. We just buy it, sit tight, and let the markets do what it's designed to do. So that's one reason why you're seeing a lot of companies tout silver. Another reason is there's some technical data out there that a few companies support saying there's a shortage in silver. I say hogwash to it. Silver will outperform gold, maybe, maybe not. And so they're trying to grab the greed side of a person saying, hey, look at how much money you can make in silver. Here's what it did before. Silver is more like the redheaded stepchild. First of all, it doesn't matter to us, Joe, if somebody wants to invest in silver or gold. No gold and all silver. We don't have a position in it from a company standpoint. So it's all about building a financial portfolio that's called a financial blueprint that we help people do what they want to do with their eyes wide open. And then we just facilitate it. So if that's all gold, great. If it's all silver, great. It means no difference to us or a portion thereof in either markets. So there's this hopefully get rich a quick scheme that will go by the wayside in my industry that I don't adhere to by owning silver. It's also a manipulated market and a very volatile market, and that's what I ask people is how much manipulation and volatility do you want in your portfolio? And usually they say very little, and I say, okay, we should be talking about gold then.
Yeah, I bring it up only because I've seen, you know, it's very obvious that somebody has taken a turn somewhere and decided that we're going to move everybody this way, you know what I'm saying? And I love the commercials where they hold up, you know, watches and phones. They go, oh, it's used in everything. So, therefore, it makes it much more, you know, wanted or what have you. All right. So, tell people about the coming bail-in. Now, you're coming up with the sixth edition of this, right?
Yeah, I've had the sixth edition of our bail-in, which has the most information in it compared to the previous four revisions. Obviously, the first edition was not a revision. It's the original. But the four revisions don't even come close to the sixth edition revision. So it has a lot in detail about what's happening where our country still can, you know, seize your money. That might not be as a big thing right now, although, you know, just because we raise the debt ceiling doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. We still have a debt problem. So keep that in mind, everybody.
Oh, no. As long as you have more money, as long as you have more room left on your credit card, everything's fine, right?
Well, that works as long as somebody has the ability to issue the credit card. Once the world stops buying our debt, we can't issue. We have to get the money somewhere to issue the debt, in other words. That's the key factor here.
Yeah.
If there isn't that happening, nobody's buying our debt. That's what they're shrinking now. That's where it could get transferred over to the American citizen buying the debt, and that's where the bail-in comes into effect. So, but there's lots of reasons to invest in gold. It's outperforming stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and as inflation comes, it's going to perform even better. So it's not a get-rich-quick thing, just like stocks are not, but it's definitely outperforming the markets right now. They can call us at 844-715-7311 or go to our website at landmarkgold.com and get information about all aspects of what drives gold and what the government is doing to seize your money.
You know, David, I would say, and I mean it sincerely, you know, I really appreciate the work that you guys do over there and the fact that you're not a pressure sale company, that you really want to give people information and help them make their own decisions, which is the right way to do it. So I tell people, go to the website, you know, get some information, get your questions lined up, and then call 844-715-7311. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, head over to the website, therealside.com. Buy my stuff. Come back tomorrow. We're here all week. Hopefully you will, too. God bless. Have a great day.